Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's feminism in a nutshell. If you're more edumacated than women, you're privileged. But if you're less edumacated, you're a loser. If you're wealthier than her, you're an oppressor. But if you're poorer than her, you're trash. If you play stupid games with women, then you win stupid prizes. This is the reason I don't argue with women and never have. You can't win. The best thing to do is find one that won't argue with you. Or better yet, avoid relationships entirely. Up next, this article says that straight black men are the white people of black people. What the hell does that even mean? That somehow straight black men have privilege? It's almost as if straight black men have to put on a disguise in their own culture. They have to appear irresponsible, lazy, and dumb to fit in. Chris Rock is the perfect example of this. He's articulate and intelligent in interviews, but during stand-up he has to pander to his less intelligent audience. Schopenhauer was right, that people hate smart people the most. Number three, here's the look you get on your face when someone says your new tattoo looks like a girl eating a booty. I think it was supposed to look like a woman hugging and kissing a man, but the tattoo artist was probably pissed off at her for some reason for being difficult, and decided to do this instead. Some people should just really pick one from the book. Looks to me like the Hawk 2 girl really went downhill after her crypto token scam. Moving on, what's this about with Brittany Venti standing in front of a North Korean flag while wearing a Wilson shirt to show off her beach balls? She said she also took this picture. Tell me you're looking for a husband without telling me. She's probably still wanting for Elon to knock her up or something. Brittany, please stop, because you're going to make this poor guy cry. Number five, here's the difference between dating apps for women versus dating apps for men. The women have too much choice, but none of the choices are good either. The men usually have no choice, and it's a desert out there. The single mothers and fat chicks are the grains of sand. Actually, that's not true, and here I fixed it. There are tons of engagement bots there to keep you from leaving and keep you paying a monthly subscription to match with women that don't even exist. Up next, Viktor Orban, the president of Hungary, announces lifelong personal income tax exemptions for mothers of two or more. Before, it was for mothers of four or more. Looks like they're getting desperate to bring the fertility rates higher in that country. How about equality and giving men the same deal? But men are just the tax serfs and plow horses for society. Let's see if this works. I doubt it, but at least they're trying something unlike other countries. Number seven, what's happening to women these days? Why do they even do this? At least they double up as toilet plungers when you're in a pinch. To me, these ladies look like they need to get Preparation X Maximum Strength hemorrhoid cream, because it looks like they have swollen sphincters. If you're a man thinking of being with one of these women, just say no to sausage lips. Moving on, this guy's only dream is having a nice house for his wife and little garage for himself. In Australia, they have an entire movement built around the man shed, a place for men to get away from their wives. If you really go hardcore, then you have a runway out back and a plane parked inside. If women didn't monopolize all the spaces and houses for themselves, then men wouldn't need basements, attics, and garages as a last refuge for some peace and quiet. Number nine, in Germany, it's easy to work out which side of Germany experienced communism and which one didn't. The side on the right voted for the right-wing party recently. The best thing East Germany can do at this point is declare independence from the woke West German side. Funny how 35 years after the fall of the Berlin Wall, it's actually East Germany and Eastern Europe that are the bastions of freedom in the EU. Most people didn't see that one coming. Up next is it AOC's turn next, as she wants to make a baby with Elon. Imagine if that actually happened and she flipped red. The Democrats would have a meltdown. First Tulsi and then AOC. But seriously, she's gonna need to get busy incubating a baby sooner than later, before it's too late. Then again, I doubt she'll actually defect to MAGA And besides, Elon already lost one kid to the woke mind virus. I doubt he wants to lose a second. Number 11, now that Amazon has the rights to James Bond, between all these people, which one would be the best choice? I think the black woman would be perfect. But I think we've already had way too many James Bonds. They need to give it a rest, but they won't. I honestly think that the best actor for the job at this point is Kick-Ass himself, Aaron Taylor Johnson. Moving on, most single mothers in America are in their 30s and 40s with no college degree, and 47% are black and 31% are other. What exactly does other mean? Probably Native Americans and mixed women from former coal burners. There go those statistics being racist again. Here's one of those other women's kids asking, "Was it worth it, Mom?" It's also interesting to see the distribution of single fathers. Considering that less black men are single fathers, that means that one black guy must be going around knocking up dozens of women or more. Number 13, what genre of woman is this? The one I personally won't go near because she would break me. Imagine the death grip hand job that you'd get from her. But one sneeze and you might lose Mr. Winky. If she only skips leg day, she might be alright. Whatever you do, don't Google female bodybuilder CLIT unless you're interested in puking. If she tells you that she has a crush on you, that means you'll probably get crushed to death. Up next, a German study concludes that staring at women's breasts for 10 minutes each day is better for your health than going to the gym. Where can I go and get a prescription for this? And more importantly, who will fill it? But you just know that that prescription is going to be very expensive and very difficult to cancel without ridiculous fees and drama. If you do go to the gym, you can do both. Stare at boobs and workouts. Maybe they should also start charging people to visit nude beaches. A health tax, perhaps. Number 15, after 4 years of not finding a single body of a native in the Canadian school system where they supposedly died, the government is finally giving up. You know that if they could find a single body, they'd be parading it around to show how evil Christianity and the conservatives are. Many churches were also burned down because of this lie. Here this moron is giving a teddy bear to a tree root. It was all a hoax. Moving on, Bill Gates says that the world is facing two options. A major war or another pandemic in less than 30 years. This has been the case since the dawn of mankind. Over the last 70 to 80 years, we've had one global pandemic. Gates looks like he's either trying to profit off of war or disease. Why can't he be like the other billionaires and build some rockets? He owns vaccine companies. I wonder if he also owns arms dealing companies, so he can profit either way. Number 17, here's an ad for the 1957 Cadillac Eldorado. It even had a glove box minibar with magnetic shot glasses. Back in the days when drinking and driving while not wearing a seatbelt was cool. We used to be a proper country and this was from a far more civilized time. Let's also not forget the ashtrays as well. All cars came with them standard up until the late 80s and early 90s. If a cop pulls you over, that's definitely one glove box you don't want to grab your registration from. With restaurants like these, we also used to be a proper country. Up next, this is how we should be guarding Fort Knox. I say no because that's the last place you want to put a gold digger. Knowing her, she doesn't even know how to fire that weapon and the recoil would give her a black eye. But to be honest, I think the problem is that this is probably how they're guarding Fort Knox right now. And this guy's coming through the back door, taking load after load of gold after taking her out with his hat. Number 19, Hercules himself, Kevin Sorbo, shared this one, saying that putting tobacco products on race cars will make kids want to smoke, but that gay and drag queen storybooks won't influence kids' life choices. Of course it will, because rainbow people don't reproduce, they recruit. But being gay isn't a choice according to AI. It can apparently tell your sexual orientation just by your face. And yet those on the left think they can go around programming kids sexually. They probably can if they molested them. Moving on, why did Europe lose its culture of innovation and business development? Is it because they don't like risk-taking? Is it because all their innovative companies were destroyed after WW2 and all the people working for them moved to America? America maybe stole their talent. How about socialism and giving everyone 8 to 12 weeks of vacation every year doing the trick? I think the reason is the same as Canada's. They became complacent and they just living off of banking like we do. Number 21, there are divorce rumors swirling around, and I really hope these two can settle things like men. I think they've both got the balls for this sort of thing. Either way, someone is going to get stiffed. I heard that she was going to file for divorce before he became a senator and then didn't follow through because he actually did become one. I wonder if this had anything to do with it. Up next, and speaking of trans people, look up in the sky. It's a trans-led super comic girl series coming soon. She better put on some underwear before flying under large crowds of kids, unless of course she's flying over public school. Then it's perfectly acceptable. In this comic, dead naming is going to be her kryptonite. That's really Clark Kent, but instead of falling onto Kansas on a farm, he fell into San Francisco's gay district. Lois will probably be Lou, a trans man. Number 23, a woman divorces her husband because he was booing Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl. But she probably already had somebody else lined up, and this offered her perfect plausible deniability. The smart move would have been to never get married in the first place. I wouldn't go anywhere near with that disgusting mole on her chin. It's probably not a mole, but part of a rash that the new guy gave her. If she asks him for money, he should tell her to go ask Taylor Swift instead. Moving on, here's the difference between Nagasaki 60 years after getting nuked, and then we have Detroit 60 years after liberals took it over. Things are bad. Here's a picture of what happened after the water main broke and all the cars were frozen solid on this one street. Maybe the demographic picture has something to do with it as well. All those evil white people leaving and practicing white flight. Over the last 5 years, the whites are now coming back to gentrify and push all the innocent black folks out. Number 25 and the last one, and isn't it wonderful when you finally get your house paid off only to realize property taxes cost more than your mortgage ever did? The banksters have to get their pound of flesh somehow. They will lend money to the city instead, and the city will then force you to pay that money back through taxes. Not to mention that home insurance rates in Florida and California. Hopefully Florida gets rid of property taxes entirely before I move there, and the housing market crashes so I can buy cheap. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.